Welcome to another special edition, possibly our year-end edition of the Alien Vomit Podcast. What is up, people of the world? Dan Hollywood Mullen here, and joining me as always via Skype, because he's too big of a pansy to meet me in person, please welcome Mr. Jonathan, a.k.a. Johnny Watt. What's up, brother?
Not much, man. You know, I can't fly all the way over there yet. My powers aren't geared to that yet. I haven't reached that next superhero level yet. But I will one day.
You will one day. That is true. So before we get into the insanity that we consider to be Alien Vomit Podcast, something tragic happened this past Friday. It's been all over the news. It's still in the news. It's the number one trending story on the internet. We're going to take a few moments to remember the 129 people who died in the terrorist attacks that took France and Paris by storm. And so please bear with us for a few moments as we go silent for a moment of silence. All right, we are back. Thank you for helping us with that moment of silence. That's just, you know, we can't do much. Everybody's kind of still in shock. This brings back memories of, and it's going to be talked about, of where were you when Paris was attacked, like with what happened to 9/11. But we're not going to talk a lot about this because this podcast is not about bringing you down, about bringing you up.
Yeah, and we are bringing Paris up today. Today I had French fries again, not freedom fries, French fries again. And also a salad with French dressing, French bread, and a French roast coffee. All for you, Paris. That's the way we do it, coxbrocket.com.
Okay, since you can't see my face is looking at Johnny Watt through the internet going, if you were next to me, I would probably have bitch slapped you across the face.
Wee-wee.
Alrighty then. Yeah. Moving on. So
we love you, Paris.
Yes, we love you, and we're thinking about everybody and all the families that this has affected.
We hope to broadcast there one day.
Yes. Okay.
One day.
So Johnny and I have not been online as much as we wanted to. That's unfortunately what happens when life gets in the way. However, that's what this episode is. This is our last episode of the year. So we're calling this our Thanksgiving Christmas special, and we're going to talk a bunch of stuff, kind of cram it all into an hour's episode, but the biggest thing we're also going to preview at the end is all the cool shit we have coming up next year. This year has been the year of finding our voice. We've revamped the website, we're revamping our Facebook page, we've got some really cool stuff in the pipeline, brand new logo, a brand new slogan, which Johnny Watt posted before the new logo came out, which we'll talk about off air, and
don't forget the cool YouTube show.
We got a brand new YouTube show that Johnny's going to talk about. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff coming, but some of the stuff that I'm really excited about and Johnny's super excited about, we're going to preview at the end of this show. So without further ado, let's do what we normally do on the show, and let's catch up with Mr. Johnny Watt. Johnny, what'd you do this past weekend?
This weekend, I went to a wrestling show in Ronda, which was really awesome. I saw a kick butt wrestler from Charlotte named Zane Riley. If you ever get a chance, Google him. It's like if Zach Galifianakis Zach Galifianakis was a pro wrestler. This guy is awesome. He's the party manimal Zane Riley. And I saw a hardcore match where this guy, Little Donnie, took a bunch of thumbtacks, put it in his mouth, and the other dude punched him. I was like, holy crap, this is horrible. And I have like a little 12-year-old kid next to me. I said, dude, let's go to the car. He's like, no, I want to watch this out of respect to the athletes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Luckily, his mom went out and went to the parking lot because I told her it's going to be rough. Because by the time the dude took a full bottle of soda to the face, and then the other dude opened it up, poured it on him, and then threw it back at him, and then an old man with a cane started beating on this poor kid. Good Lord. And then they put the thumbtacks down the dude's pants and slammed his butt into the ring. I was like, holy crap. And those are real thumbtacks. Those were real thumbtacks that went into those places where the sun don't shine.
Oh.
It was horrible. And it happened in Wilkes County, North Carolina.
Oh.
Wilkes County. And then I went to the Ren Faire that Sunday, and the Ren Faire is amazing. I swear, Dan. Have you ever been to a Ren Faire?
Brother, I've been numerous times. I love it.
We need to go and take notes. I mean, that's just,
I hear
how they work. It's crazy.
you.
It's like you can, like $100 is a nickel there. It will take your money, but it's so fun. So fun. So,
Well, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, this
yeah.
weekend, what'd I do this weekend? I did all kinds of stuff this weekend. We're starting a big project at the house. We're remodeling the house a little bit. I wrapped a chair in upholstery to see if it would work out the kind of fabric my wife wanted to use. So that came out really nice. She really likes it.
Nice.
Took the dog to the vet, and if you go to facebook.com/cocksprocket, you will see our possible new mascot. She is an 8-year-old Great Dane named Bella wearing a t-shirt per the vet's orders. So it's kind of funny. It's a free t-shirt from our good friends over at Home Depot. Thank you, Home
All
Depot, for
right.
the double XL shirt to fit a 110-pound Great Dane. Yeah, pretty impressive, right?
Nice, nice.
Other than that, working and working on some really cool stuff with you for Cocksprocket is pretty much what I've been up to.
Oh, yes.
All right, so without that pass through, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to listen to a new sample of the upcoming theme song for the brand new season of Alien Vomit Podcast coming back your way on January 1st. Johnny, you know more about this artist than I do. Please give the people a little bit of information about him.
Is it Flashy Goodness?
It is Flashy Goodness.
Flashy Goodness is amazing. If you listen to his stuff, he does like video games and like video game 8-bit games, 16-bit games maybe. I
Yeah.
guess like the 16-bit. And he is just amazing. And I highly, highly recommend that you listen to Flashy Goodness.
And
And
aren't.
he has a website.
Yes.
Yeah, www.flashygoodness.com.
And there'll
Yeah.
be a link on our website, cocksprocket.com, on the bottom of the page. You'll see a link for him. And what is the track that is our new theme song? He had about 15 or 20 that we really liked, but this was our favorite.
I think it was Super Secret Service.
Yeah, Spy. I think Super Secret Service Spy or something like that.
I think that's what it was. We'll
Yeah.
have it on there. Secret
Yep.
Service, Super
So.
Secret Service, or Super Secret Service Spy. I don't know. You'll listen to it. Go to his website. Tell him we sent you. We'll always give him a shout out.
Yep.
Flashy Goodness,
And he is
and
going
then
to be
you'll be like,
providing all of the music for all of our shows now. So thank you so much,
yes,
Flashy Goodness. Check it out. Here's a
thank you.
brand new opening theme coming your way on the brand new Alien Vomit podcast kicking off in January. Check it out. Bad ass song. I love this
I
song.
know. It makes you want to go out there and kick some.
Right. I
Yeah.
want to be James Bond if I had this theme song.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. So speaking of James Bond,
Good, you caught it. I was gonna take it, but you took
yeah, do we
it.
want to talk about it?
We want to talk about it. Best,
Okay.
third best James Bond movie ever. Nothing can,
Really?
dude.
Really? Okay.
It.
I'll let you go. I'll let you go.
Okay. Nothing can top Skyfall. I'm sorry, nothing could. I thought Casino Royale was the best Bond movie ever. It was flawless. Casino Royale was flawless. Quantum Solace
Badass.
kind of, it was good. It was a good Bond movie, but not a. It was a like Empire. It's a good Star Wars movie, but not as good as New Hope or Jedi. You know what I mean? So Empire, Quantum Solace, good sequel. Then you had Skyfall. You can't talk about Skyfall. There is nothing wrong with that movie. Then you came out with Spectre. And I know what you're saying. I see the smirk on your face. Spectre was a good James Bond movie because they went back old school. They took it back to introduction at the end of Skyfall, when they introduced Ralph Fiennes as the new M. He came into the office. There was Moneypenny at the desk. You had the big red door. He took his hat, tossed his hat. It hit the hook. He walked in. Bond, M. Perfect. Sean Connery, Roger Moore, back old school. That's what Spectre did. Spectre took it back to the roots of the film that started it all. You had the humor, you had the gadgets, you know, you had Q, you had Moneypenny, you had M, and you had Blofeld. Like, I know what you're thinking. You're not as big a fan of the movie as I was.
I wasn't.
You know, but the one thing, and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, fast forward for probably the next 10 minutes. I didn't like the way they ended it. The movie was good up until the last 3 minutes. They made it like... They didn't even make it like Bond was done. They made it like there will never be another Bond movie ever, in my opinion. That's how they left it. Got in a car with the girl, and he drove away. That's the only problem I had with the movie. Other than that, top three Bond movies of all time. Over Goldfinger.
Over Goldfinger. Wow. Wow. I kind of think the ending was appropriate because I kind of think it kind of shows a finale, and then at the end when you see the credits, James Bond will be back. And it's like, oh yes, okay, so he will be back. I was okay with that. I felt it was a little too long, and I was wanting Blofeld to be a little bit more. You remember that bad guy in Skyfall was such a badass.
Yep.
And I felt Blofeld wasn't as good as him. You know, I was expecting more, you know, from that. It was a little, I guess maybe, I don't know, I kind of like, since Casino Royale was more of like a bare bones kind of Bond, he was, kind of stripped down a lot more, and I was kind of wanting to see more of an updated version of it, and, you know, Blofeld was a little, all of a sudden now it turned cartoony for me. It's like, I don't know, it's... I like watching Heroes, and all of a sudden the Avengers show up. And it's like, oh, it just kind of accelerated the story of what was a bare minimum kind of moment. You know, it was okay though. It was great. The Sam Smith song worked a lot better in the opening credits than I thought it would. But I still don't like his music video. But did you see that, by the way? Did you watch the music video?
I saw it. I still don't. Okay, people of the internet. Please, after you listen to this, go to Facebook page. Oh, and speaking of Facebook, I'm going to get on a tirade, and Johnny can tell me to shut the hell up here in a second.
Sure.
We appreciate the views. We appreciate the views of cool shit we put on there. All of Johnny Watt's music videos that he constantly is sharing with us. The coolness that is different things. Because understand this. Johnny does all of our posting on Facebook page.
Just about.
However, if you're going to view us, for the love of God and all of humanity, click the fucking button.
Well, I don't want to say the effing button in case it's a little kid listening to us or watching our videos.
Click the GD button. It takes you. Click the damn button.
Click the damn button.
Okay, but, back to Bond.
You know, the one thing I really hate about Bond, and I hate it about all James Bond films, is now you see all these cool clothes, cool watches, and cool stuff that you'll never be able to afford.
I know, right?
I can't stand it. No, I want an Omega watch. I want an Aston Martin. I want, like, a Tom Ford outfit. Listen, like us and go to Facebook and like us on all of our stuff so that maybe we can afford to get some Tom Ford.
Now, okay, on a serious note, let's take Skyfall out of the equation. Because I think that's what's hurt this movie. Skyfall was so out of the blue amazing. Like, you
It
just
was
thought it
like,
was going to be another Bond movie.
yeah, it was like the Dark Knight of Bond films.
It was insane.
It was crazy.
So take Skyfall away. You don't have that villain. You don't have the death of Judi Dench's M, who's been around since the very first Pierce Brosnan movie. She's the longest actor to portray that character in the Bond franchise. Is Spectre a better movie than you think?
I still think Casino Royale would be my second favorite of the Bond films. I would probably go okay in order of the Daniel Craig films. I would go if we're taking Skyfall out.
Yeah.
I would go with I would go Casino Royale, then probably Quantum of Solace, then Spectre. And
Dude.
I'm only doing that because I did enjoy the Quantum of Solace song a lot better than Sam Smith's version. And I also thought the girl, well, I don't know
The
that.
power of Christ compels you. What is wrong with you?
I felt like it was a good sequel, and it wasn't as long as the other ones. Pierce Brosnan did an article on what he thought about Spectre. He said it was too long and it was weak, and I was like, you know, I kind of would agree with you on that. And I would love to have seen the Quentin Tarantino, Pierce Brosnan version of Casino Royale, which they were working on before Daniel Craig and all them hopped aboard with that. I would love to have seen that one.
See, I think I love Tarantino. You know that.
I
I've seen all his movies. I can't wait for Hateful Eight. I think that's
Yeah.
going to be amazing. Django, phenomenal movie. Pulp Fiction, you can't talk enough about it. You could go all the way back to Reservoir Dogs. However, I'm glad Tarantino did not touch Bond. He's not the right director for it.
I kind of think he would have made it like Man from U.N.C.L.E. If you watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with Guy Ritchie, he would have brought it to a retro age about like that with all that 60s music going out there. I think it would have been okay. You know, I don't think it'd be good as what Casino Royale ended up being, but I still wouldn't mind seeing the Pierce Brosnan Tarantino version that they were working on at one point.
Yeah, but then I think it would have been like what I mean, 'cause you got to remember, Casino Royale was made before with Woody Allen.
It's horrible.
Right. I think it would have been like
Horrible.
that.
Well,
It would
actually,
have been a parody.
it was
Twice.
done twice.
Right.
Twice, yeah. That poor dude, the first American to play James Bond, I can't even remember his name. He wore a bow tie and like he dressed more like Doctor Who
Right.
than James Bond. He did not know what he was going to be getting into.
No.
And had he known, he might have, jazzed it up a bit. Who knows? So.
Okay, so if you've never listened or read any of our reviews, we use popcorn buckets for our reviews. Some people do thumbs up, thumbs down, stars, burritos, whatever. We do popcorn buckets because it makes sense. You're going to a movie theater, you want popcorn, so why not do it? All right, Mr. Watt, out of four popcorn, full popcorn buckets, what do you rate Spectre?
I'll give it 4.5.
Out of four buckets, four and a half?
Out four. Oh, I'm sorry. Out four buckets. 3.5. Three and a
Okay,
half.
you can tell how much he likes the movie. He's not even paying attention to his own review. Okay,
I was wanting popcorn.
then. All
I just
right.
want popcorn.
I'm going to do 3.5 also. I think it's a great Bond movie. It has the unfortunate history to follow behind Skyfall. That's what I think the only problem with it was. You go into it expecting Skyfall Part 2. And it's not that.
You kind of get that a little bit,
A little bit, but it's not the epicness that is Skyfall.
I love the James Bond movies.
I
The
do too.
James Bond movies, this is usually what you get in the older James Bond movies. You get a really cool intro part that is almost a mini movie in itself. Then you get a cool opening sequence. Then after the cool opening sequence with the cool song, which is done by very talented writers and singers, Then you're whisked away to adventure in different locations. There's usually a lot of beautiful women in it, and there's a fight between him and a physical bad guy and him and a mental bad guy. And that's pretty much it. Oh, that's a Bond movie in a nutshell.
We could
and
make
you got
one.
That in this one. We could make one, except I'd like it to take place in the ambiance of Boomer Ferguson. Boomer Ferguson is a place that, for all you people listening out there, would be about like the movie Deliverance. If you're a little kid, please don't watch Deliverance. It will scare the shit out of you. I remember one time I was about to fall asleep. I said, I've heard about this movie Deliverance. I want to watch it. My mom said, don't do it, son. It'll scare the shit out of you. And I was in my 20s at the time. I was crashing on the couch. And all of a sudden, I wake up. I watch the edited version of it on USA Network. And that was scary as hell. That was scary as hell.
There's two movies that'll scare anybody, especially if you're a guy. Deliverance and Basic Instincts.
Basically, yeah, that's, well...
No, not Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, that's scary right there. Poor little bunny. Poor little bunny. Speaking of USA Network, I was watching that Mr. Robot, and all I see is Mr. Robot's awesome. Mr. Robot, perfect series. Mr. Robot this, Mr. Robot that. I end up watching it on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Right? I watched Sunday afternoon.
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special Johnny Watt review. Continue.
Oh, this is a rant. This is a rant. Okay. Remember when we were young, like say like 7 or 8, and we watched the USA Network, there was probably like Kung Fu Theater or USA Cartoon Express.
Legend of Kung Fu, yeah.
Yeah, you know, stuff that you could watch and sleep and you'd be like, okay, because you know, it wouldn't be like graphic or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here you're watching with your kid. You're watching USA, you're watching Mr. Robot. There's gay sex on Mr. Robot. And I'm like, oh, shit, what did I just let this kid watch? And I'm like, I have no idea because I'm kind of falling asleep. I'm like, what are you watching, kid? He's like, you're the one that changed it to Mr. Robot. I didn't know there was gay sex in it. But, I mean, oh, my God, dude, it was horrible. It was horrible. Not saying that gay sex is bad, but it's just you don't expect to see it on a Sunday afternoon with your kid and you watching TV. If there was something on there that flashed like gay sex starting now, I probably would have felt better. But after then, I can't stand USA Network after that. I can't.
And now we've just offended 90% of America. Alrighty then, moving forward.
Listen. You really want to wake up to see gay sex with your parents or your kid watching it with you? No.
Did you start the episode? Did you start the episode?
We started the episode, and I was like kind of falling asleep. I'm thinking, oh, they're not going to have anything TVM this early on a Sunday.
Dude, it's USA Network, man.
Well, USA Network used to show cartoons. I remember Calliope, and I remember USA Cartoon Express, and I remember the wrestling on it this time.
Okay. Okay, Johnny, we were 7. 2015.
I remember
Silverhawks and Mask and He-Man. And now there are no cartoons on Saturday morning anymore.
Well, this is Sunday, but you know, you don't expect to see that. I was like, holy crap, when did that happen?
All
right. It's like, next thing you know, this is going to happen on Cartoon Network 15 years from now.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to tell Johnny Watt to silence the microphone, people, so we don't lose any...
It'll be straight up porn on Cartoon Network 15 years from now, I guarantee it.
And that's an old man rant from Johnny Watt. We'll be right back to the Alien Vomit Net podcast right after this. Dude, you got me fucking flustered. We'll be right back. Comic Bento delivers right to your door every month the best comic books money can buy. Hi, this is Dan Mullen from the Alien Vomit Podcast, and I just want to ask you to help us pay for this awesome website by checking out Comic Bento. Click the link at the top of this page, and for as low as $20 a month, they'll ship you up to $40 worth of comic books from some of the biggest names in the game. DC, Marvel, and Image, just to name a few. So what are you waiting for? Listen to the newest podcast and check out Comic Bento. It's so easy, you just have to click the logo at the top of the page. All right, welcome back to the Alien Vomit Podcast. I've drank a fifth of Jack. I've gave Johnny Watt a Valium, so maybe old man Johnny Watt has died, and now regular Johnny Watt has come back. And we're moving on. We are moving on.
Straight up sweaty gay sex.
We are moving on. You fucker. Shut up. So we're going to go from gay sex talk to The Flash. What a better way to talk to make that transition from gay sex robot to superhero robot. Or superhero, whatever. Dude, I swear to God, I'm going to reach through Skype and slaughter you.
That girl on The Flash that he's dating is so hot. She's so much hotter than Iris. What was her name? I can't remember. Patty Spivot. She's so much hotter than Iris.
All right, so season two kicked off in October, and wow. This week's episode was amazing. Last week's episode was epic. So we're going to dive into that. But for people who don't know a lot about DC comic books, Patty Spivot is actually a Wally West love interest in the comics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. She is
a character from the Wally West run of The Flash.
That's no cool. So, that's not cool.
Which, they're bringing Wally West in. Did you catch that on the
I
one episode?
It.
That's pretty awesome.
I like Uncle Barry.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. I can't wait to see him. Hopefully he'll be cool.
Yeah. No, so. I'm super excited about that. But let's talk Zoom.
Okay, and you have some interesting theories on Zoom.
I do. So before we do that, let's talk about the epic beatdown the Flash got. What'd you think of the fight between him and Zoom?
That was crazy. Too quick.
Yes.
You know, just annihilated them. But, I mean, they kind of want to build up that terror from them.
Yep.
So.
And you know who's doing Zoom's voice right now, right?
No.
Tony Todd, the original Candyman.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. I believe my stepmother's filmed a movie with him recently, Live Evil.
Awesome.
So if you get a chance, I don't know when it's coming out on DVD or anything, but when it's out, we'll let you know.
Yep.
And it's going to kick butt.
Awesome.
It's going to kick butt.
All right, let's talk Zoom. The biggest thing about Zoom, he looks like a demon. You can't see his face. You can't even see his mouth. His mask is like fused and looks like it's melted. It's all dark and gritty. If you scour the internet, you'll find all kinds of different theories. One big theory, and a theory I thought of also, was it could be Eddie Thawne from Earth 2. However, to me, that theory went away, because if you watch the episode, not this week, but last week, the Inter-Zoom is the name of the episode, it's episode number 6. If you listen to the television announcement when they do the flashback to Earth 2 and you're watching Harrison Wells, they talk about how Oliver Queen died on the sinking of the boat and his father has just come forward as Green Arrow.
Is it the same actor? Did they show the same actor?
No. It's just in the background.
They sweet-assed it.
Yeah, they sweet, yes. The Johnny Watt trademark sound name of sweet assing.
Sweet ass. Which I will give to the creator that said it. Or else he'll kill me.
So, what if, and this will melt my brain, and I know Johnny Watt would probably fall to his knees in tears because it will be that epic. What if Henry Allen, a.k.a. John Wesley Shipp, a.k.a. the original 1990s Flash, is under the mask of Zoom?
Well, it does make sense because I think the build is kind of there. Mm-hmm. That build of John Wesley Shipp, he kind of looks like Zoom.
Yep.
I was looking for it and I said, I kind of see it. And why are they showing the dad a lot all of a sudden?
Well,
they have him free. They have him working with Barry.
Well, what if he killed his dad?
Mm-hmm.
And that is Zoom. Because he made a note of, well, I didn't have really good cell service camping. Zoom got hit by Cisco with the speed reducer formula. So maybe he ran to the woods to recover and took Henry's phone. You know?
Maybe.
I don't
maybe.
Know. It'll be interesting to see. I'll be interested to see what they do. All I can say is this season of Flash is amazing.
Let Barry keep his dad.
Yep. Oh, I agree.
Let Barry keep his dad.
Well, it's John Wesley Shipp, dude. Like,
I know.
He's amazing. And the episode last year with Mark Hamill in it and John Wesley Shipp in it.
That's kind of why I wanted him to be Jay Garrett instead of the dad, because then you can have like the trickster in it. You could kind of make it look like, yeah, he was the 90s Flash, but at the same time he wasn't the 90s Flash.
Right.
But he could still dress like the 90s Flash, and then you can have they still got Tina from the 90s Flash mm-hmm. in it.
Yep.
Now they just need to bring back Julio for like one episode. Just need to bring him in at one episode, just for old time's sake.
So did you see Gorilla City? What'd you think of Gorilla City?
That was
crazy, right?
That's so epic for a TV show. That's some high scale stuff there.
Well,
they do have some of the best people working on that.
They
show.
They do. But what did you think about the most expensive 30 seconds of television in history?
Just made me wish it was like 30 minutes.
King Shark was amazing.
That was a great, great scene. I just hate that all that was just used for that little bit of time, but it was still fun to watch though.
Yep. Now King Shark is in the comic book.
Yeah.
The Flash season 0.
Okay.
You know how when Smallville was out, they did Smallville season 0. They're doing the same thing with Flash, and there's a whole comic series arc that deals with King Shark.
Oh yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But the biggest thing is they're taking 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving, or 1 week off. So they're not on next week. The following Tuesday, December 1st, part one of the Flash Arrow crossover event that's going to give us our first look at Vandal Savage, Hawk Girl, and Hawk Man.
You think Hawkman's going to be with that Legends tomorrow, or are they just going to have him
He is.
Okay.
They made that announcement. He's in it. May not be in the whole thing. May, like, not be part of the original group, but he is going to be a part of that.
Okay.
What'd you think of Cisco's vibe of the look of Hawkgirl?
That was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I can't wait for him to get his own suit and all that stuff. I'm ready for him to be a comic book character. But you know, like Flash and Arrow, if you're in it and you're young, you're like automatically a superhero almost.
Yep.
Or like you're like down the line you become a superhero. And it's like with Diggles on Arrow. I really like his costume. I really like how he's developed and taken on that comic book persona. I really like that. It's good stuff.
I wish they would just make him Guardian though.
Is that who he's supposed to be? Is he supposed to be Guardian?
I think so, but they had a code name for him when you saw Mr. Terrific in it.
Yeah, I think they called him Spartan.
Yeah.
But Spartan's already been used by a lot of other people. I'd like for him to get like another name.
Yeah.
You know, like Diggles. I don't
know. But now, what do you think of the whole Damian Dark thing?
Damian Dark's one of those that once they find out how to kill him, it's going to be a lot better. I can't stand him right now. It's like, oh man, you can't even put a dent in him. it's frustrating. But I think Speedy found out how to do something to him.
Yep.
Because he got hurt. And I like seeing Brandon Routh back in a superhero role. That's always good. That dude's so good, I swear he should be Superman one day.
Oh, wait. He was in a bad Superman movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was. Oh, poor guy. But, you know, in him returning, I don't think they hoboed him out enough for a dude who's been gone for 6 months. You know, he just looked like he just didn't shower over the weekend.
Okay, now, time out.
Yeah.
This is another Johnny Watt trademark name of what he thinks is what happens to heroes when they disappear. So,
yeah.
For those of the people pretty much everybody who doesn't understand Johnny Watt lingo, please explain what hoboing out means. Because honestly, that means you're standing at the corner covered in piss and shit and asking for money with a cardboard sign. So please enlighten us.
Sure, hoboing the hero, it was a term that is used. I don't think it's going to be a trend anymore, but I would say probably about 2012 through maybe 2014. At some point, it was common in Skyfall. It was common in Dark Knight Rises. It was in Man of Steel, and it was in The Wolverine, the second one. Mm-hmm. It's at some point, the hero grows out his beard, and... You know, Henry Cavill is walking around like hitchhiking with a full beard, and he's going out thumbing it when he's Superman. They made him to a hobo, and he's walking from place to place. And Dark Knight Rises, you know, Bruce Wayne has a beard. Well, actually, he's hoboed the hero in all of them except for Dark Knight.
Right.
He has a full beard. He's in a prison with a bunch of dudes. He's trying to get out. And when he's out, he looks like he's dressed in rags. He's a hobo. And then in Skyfall, James Bond gets shot. He falls into the river. He comes out of the river. He winds up in Mexico with a beard, surrounded by senoritas and drinking tequila all the time. He was
with scorpions.
With scorpions, but then eventually they shave their face, and after they shave the face, that's when they find the good stuff in life, and that's what happens in comic book movies, and they should have done that to Brandon Routh. They should have hoboed him out a little bit since he was gone for 6 months.
Okay, so I have to ask, yeah. People of Skype, you can't see this, are you hoboed out?
Well, actually, this is No Shave November, so I'm doing my hero work for men's prostates everywhere.
Okay. So, well, yeah. Balls appreciate it.
Balls appreciate it, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what it does, but, I mean, if you can wear pink, and you know, then I guess this is to raise awareness for a silent killer that's killing dudes.
Yes, it is.
All right. Smile if you love men's prostates.
Yeah. All right, so... We're kind of wrapping up. We're kind of getting to a good portion of the show. We got about 20 minutes left of the show. Let's talk the future. The biggest thing is this year, unfortunately, and we apologize, both myself and Johnny Watt, we apologize for not putting out this podcast on a regular basis. We've been trying to find our voice. We've revamped the website. The website, we're super proud of our website, and it's even getting better and better.
It's killer.
If you haven't checked it out, go to cocksprocket.com and, you know, like us on Facebook.
Sorry. I can just see a little kid. We've got to like them now because they called us out.
Takes 2 seconds to hit the damn button. Anyway.
I know.
Anyway, so... We got a lot of great stuff coming. The biggest thing coming next year is Sin. And I know what you're thinking. There's going to be lots of stuff on the internet. Facebook, we're going to cover Facebook. We're going to cover up the website with it. Sin is coming. And we're not going to dive a lot into it. We just want you to remember Sin with a C, not an S. This is a better type of Sin. Sin is coming. With the coming of Sin, you're going to get a brand new amazing Alien Vomit podcast, to the point where we added another word to our name. It is now going to be called the Alien Vomit Podcast, wait for it, show. Amazing, right? Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Well, we will talk about conspiracies of fact and fiction just for you guys.
Right. And we have some golden oldies coming back. The Johnny Watt, the best part of the Johnny Watt experience was the idiot of the week. Mm-hmm. So Johnny's been writing down in a composite notebook from the 80s all the best idiot of the weeks that he could possibly think of. Mm-hmm. And at the end of tonight's episode, he's going to give you a little sample of one.
Is that right? I got a good one. Okay. I got a good one for this week.
Awesome.
I got a good one for this week. That ties into the 80s, too, so it's like a double bonus.
Yes. We also have a brand new segment that Johnny Watt's going to give you a little glimmer about that we think is going to break the internet.
It's like, remember Spectre?
Yes.
When he sees all those agents, it's the writing on the wall. And this is a special writing on the wall just for you guys. And you see, we've took part of it here, and I've told people about this, and they're like, oh my God, you could create a phenomenon with this. And you can, you really can. So you just take something, like when you travel, you just take a little bit of knowledge that you get, and you spread it to everyone all over the world. And that's kind of what we're doing here. That's what we're doing. We're getting inspiring messages for you.
And I got one if you want to tease them.
Yeah, go ahead. Let us know.
All right. Well, the tease is coming. The tease is coming.
Do I need to come up with like a quick little intro for it?
No, no. The intro is going to be the best part.
Okay.
The intro's that we're not even going to name it. We're just going to just give them a little sample. Hold on, I got to pull out my piece of paper. It's too good, man. It's too good.
It's too good.
Yeah. All right. So I got my paper, but we're going to continue on for a few minutes. Then we'll come back to the idiot of the week and the tease for something that is going to break the internet, which would be really awesome if we actually did break the internet. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
So we got the brand new Alien Vomit podcast show coming sometime in January. We have a brand new logo that we're super, super, super pumped up about.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome.
It's amazing. We have a brand new slogan for the company, for the website, for everything, which is phenomenal. You've already ruined it by putting it on Facebook, so I can't even surprise it. Go ahead.
Epic podcasts and more. I was hoping to get like some kid to like it, so we'd already know we were in the right direction. But that's it. Coxsprocket.com. Epic podcasts and more.
It's going to be amazing. We're reaching out to some people to do some really cool show openers and liners, and that's why this is kind of like our last original podcast, because next year, new voice, new sound, new everything, and we're really excited, including something that hits home to me, especially to me a little bit. We have a brand new podcast, and the mastermind behind the revival of this podcast, Mr. Johnny Watt, who stole my original idea.
Well, I didn't steal it. I didn't steal nothing. We didn't steal anything. We just updated stuff.
Yes.
We just updated stuff. That's all we did. We've had stuff for years. It just needed
20 years.
Updating. Yeah, 20 years. I mean, it's a tried and true formula, and it always works, but it just needed to be updated. That's it.
Yep, and so we're going...
I can't wait.
I can't either. We're going back to the 80s, people. Back to the best time. You had music, parachute pants. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Now, keep in mind, there was constant threat of nuclear war with Mikhail Gorbachev. And, you know, AIDS was becoming, like, rampant. But still, when you were a kid, it was the best time of your life.
Awesome. Cartoons. The true age of Saturday morning cartoons.
When it was at its peak.
Yes.
When it was in its prime.
So join us starting in January. We're hoping every week, but we're not sure on time frames and everything.
I think we could do it every week.
I think we can too. It's not going to be an hour long. It's going to be a kind of a shorter podcast, but it's going to be a really fun podcast. It's not even a podcast. This is a conversation. We're not even going to do intros. We're going to meet at a coffee shop, and we're going back to the 80s, baby. All the way back to the 80s. You thought of Back to the Future? This is the prequel, baby.
Yeah, that's it. Do you want to give the name?
The 80s Cafe, all the way.
80s Cafe, that's right. That's right, the 80s Cafe. We're going to go back in time. It's going to be amazing. You know, Marty McFly... If he really went to 2015, you know what they would talk about? How cool the 80s movies were. Not a single conversation happened about that. But yeah, that's exactly what would happen. And we can't wait to bring it to you. We can't wait.
It's going
to
be awesome. We're going to talk movies. We're going to talk coffee, hot chocolate. We're going to talk
drinks.
Tang.
Capri Suns.
The original Capri Suns. Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing. We're going to talk.
We're going to steal recipes off the internet of old classic high C that they don't make anymore, and we're going to enjoy it right here.
Yep.
Right here.
And like I said, this isn't even. You're going to hear things. So most podcasts start this way. We start recording, we're talking about the show, and then we cut. We go, okay, we're coming back in 3, 2, 1, dead space, and then we're back. So you edit all that stuff out. This is 80s Cafe is seriously going to be raw and dry, but it's all about the 80s. So that's coming in January. Johnny Watt has a brand new show on our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, which is really...
Dollar Store Review?
Yes, and it is getting better and better and better. Now, I'm going to pick on Johnny Watt for a second. The thing you have to understand about Johnny Watt, I've known Johnny for 20 years.
20 years? Good Lord.
Johnny is not his real name. It is his pseudonym, which I hate that he won't use his real name. But for purposes that he is worried assassins are going to come and kill him, whatever. Anyway, the thing about Johnny is when Johnny is Johnny Watt in public, he wears a robot mask.
Yep.
Kind of like a Daft Punk wannabe.
Yeah.
We'll just call it that.
That's safe to say.
So here's what you have to understand about Johnny. If Johnny Watt got his hands chopped off, our YouTube channel would fail because Johnny Watt is a wannabe hand model when you watch the YouTube channels. It's all about his hands and the stupid little gestures he does with his hands. People don't watch it for his dollar reviews. They want to know what he's going to do, such as...
Sometimes I'll put subliminal messages and sign language in it, because I do know how to do sign language, so I'll put subliminal messages that only the hearing impaired will understand.
I'm waiting for him to start jerking off one of the toys he buys, because it's all about his hands.
Well, no, actually, I make him make out with each other.
Yeah, he does do that, too.
I play around with the action figures.
So... I have to say this. When you watch Johnny Watt's YouTube videos, if you have a young boy with you, you might see some gay porn on Johnny Watt's YouTube video when he has two male action figures making out, which he did. So I go back to Johnny Watt. Why are you doing this if you can't handle it? I'm just saying. The feud of Cox Sprocket has begun. I'm calling Johnny Watt out.
Well, the thing is, they're not naked action figures, so at least it's dry sex. But
do you understand naked, where I'm coming it naked, from?
It was naked, sweaty sex on USA Network on a Sunday. On a Sunday. It's not like I had choice of what was going on. I just clicked the channel and said, hey, kid, this is supposed to be the best series on TV, and it's got Christian Slater, and he was badass in Broken Arrow.
So, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Not Brokeback Arrow. I'm just saying. Anyway.
We're also eating pig skins, so it's not all totally perverted.
Anyway, you can find out our YouTube channel by going to coxbrocket.com. Go down to where it says YouTube. Check it out. It'll take you right to the page. Be sure to subscribe to our channels. Without your help, we can't do what we do. We got a lot of cool stuff coming next year. I'm super excited about it. Johnny's super excited about it. So before we leave you in peace after blowing your mind, yes.
Can we do one thing because we put it off last show? Put it off last show. Let's go ahead and just hit it straight on. Supergirl.
Bring it on.
Okay. Supergirl, amazing special effects for a TV show. Like cinema quality special effects, really good. But do we have to know that she's just a girl every 5 minutes? I mean, she's Superman's cousin, for God's sake. It don't matter if she's a girl or not. She's still going to be tougher than the average Joe.
That is true, but you also got to remember. I'm going to play devil's advocate because you're this is kind of your little soapbox that you like to get on when we talk about Supergirl.
I know.
You gotta remember, there isn't in the cinema. Now, yes, they're making a Wonder Woman movie, but there has not been a female superhero on TV or in cinema since Helen Slater as Supergirl.
I'll say there's got to be something out there. I mean, there's got to be something. I don't know what, but
I mean, you've got Black Widow. You've got Black Widow, but that's a support character. Nobody leading the way. So I understand what they're doing. They're trying to do something so girls, little girls, teenage girls, and women can look at this and go, hey, I could be that. Kudos. That's awesome. I have no problems with that.
I like how you pointed out Cyborg Superman in the first episode.
Yes, that Hank Henshaw. Cool. Yes.
And I also liked Parasite background.
Yes.
I don't like the idea of Superman being away on a mission to rescue Lois Lane, and that could take God knows how long. I think just incorporate him flying off to find Krypton, keep him out for, like, whenever, and then eventually, if he comes back, he comes back. If he don't, he don't.
Right.
You know, it's okay, maybe, like, an occasional message here and there. I don't think, oh, you got his blanket. When you already got the costume, that's kind of a little bit... we don't need that.
Right.
I kind of think the less talked about Superman, the better.
Yep.
And in fact, I wouldn't even have that costume. I wouldn't have that costume at all. I would have like a mini. I'd have her. Not that I would wear it, but I would have her in a mini skirt.
You never know, man.
Blonde hair, pulled back, white T-shirt with the S symbol, like Paul Dini. Remember that Paul Dini little retro design?
Yep.
I would have that first season. Keep it simple, and eventually it evolves, like how you evolved Barry's suit.
Yeah.
You evolve her suit the same way. And then eventually she's like she is now. That's
They did that in the animated series.
Yeah.
And then in Justice League, she got the red and blue.
Yeah, and that's how I would keep it. Yep. And eventually, if you're going to have this show, you bring in Power Girl.
Yep.
Power Girl would be so awesome, but I would like to see her more in Arrow. I'd like to see Power Girl in Arrow, and I'd like to see a dude who's Mon-El. What was his name? Mon-El. But you have him have amnesia, so everyone kind of thinks he's Superman, and he possibly could be Superman, but there's just a little something off. But it turns out it's Mon-El, not Jor-El. I would have him in Arrow, but have him like for a whole season, and everyone points to, oh, it's Superman with amnesia. No, it's Mon-El. That's what I would do.
The problem with Power Girl was she was a clone.
She was an Earth 2 version.
Right. Well, there's two different...
Yeah.
There's two different... Like, in Justice League, she was a clone. Dr. Yeah. Hamill created this clone of Supergirl and made her, you know, Power Girl. But yeah, in the comics, she was from Earth 2.
Yeah.
Which could... They could bring her into the Flash. They're doing all of Earth 2 in Flash.
Yeah, that's true. I liked it when Jay Garrick is sitting there with that girl, and she says, do they have Tahiti? And he says, no, they have Atlantis. My friend's from Atlantis. Right.
That was a cool reference.
Aquaman. That's cool. But I need to talk about Jimmy Olsen a little bit here. I'm okay with an African-American Jimmy Olsen. What I'm not okay with is a Jimmy Olsen that looks like he came out of the Special Forces. One that's almost more buff than Superman. And, you know, is a CW dude, a CW-ized dude, who's, you know, when Superman is with Jimmy Olsen, Jimmy Olsen needs to look dorky. This guy wouldn't look dorky in front of Superman.
Nope.
Yeah, this dude looks like he came right off of a runway. And I'm like, ah, you should have dorked him down. You should have made like that kid from Everybody Hates Chris. That would be a perfect Jimmy Olsen for a TV series.
Yep.
What's he doing now? Not much. Chris Rock was almost Jimmy Olsen in a Nick Cage film.
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. That's what I would do. The other thing is Lana Lang is married to Channing Tatum.
Really?
Yep, that's Lana Lang. Yep.
It's Lana Lane, okay.
And that's Jimmy Olsen's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And she comes to the city to basically win Jimmy back.
Lana Lang dates Jimmy?
That's, yep.
That, That's only it needs to be Lois Lane's sister, maybe.
It
I
is.
don't even.
Yeah. They're making it. They're making it. Lana is her sister.
Wow, that don't make sense.
Nope.
Because she's like dating Clark and stuff.
Yep.
She always needs to be like the girlfriend that let Clark, that almost kept Clark from becoming Superman, and she just couldn't handle the pressure of dating him.
Well, they did
You
that
know?
in the second Superman movie where you had Annette
Yeah.
O'Neill, or.
Well, she was like okay, but she wasn't really
Right.
like a girlfriend in that movie.
No, right.
Yeah. So,
So,
and
yes.
Calista Flockhart, I don't care if you're married to Han Solo and Indiana Jones, you still ain't going to win over the comic book nerds. I'm sorry, but that happens. And yet she's had so many instances where she could have been a comic book nerd goddess, but she failed. You know, she brought back Robert Downey Jr. for that little time for Ally McBeal back when he was in trouble. But yeah, so no, she won't win the comic book nerds over. It won't
Okay.
happen.
2 seconds. We're gonna make it fast. What do you think of The Force Awakens?
I'm so nervous about that, dude.
I am so
I am so
excited.
nervous.
I told my wife this. I told her because she's like, ugh. Star Wars. I'm like, honey, you love Star Wars. She's like, I like the originals. And I'm like, okay, great. I do too. They're some of the best movies. But I told her, I'm like, look, I am a crier. I have no problems. I cry during sports movies. I cry during The Flash when The Flash and his dad are talking in jail
Oh.
and his dad knows he's a Flash, but he won't say it. And oh my God, it's just emotional hell. When I see the Holy Trinity, and I don't mean religious Holy Trinity. I'm talking my religion of Holy Trinity. Han, Luke, and Leia on the screen for the first time in. And I'm not talking about fucking George Lucas redoing all the Star Wars movies for 20 times. I'm talking real time, 30 years since Jedi. It is going to be emotional draining. Everybody is going to be emotional because you'll remember where were you the first time you saw these movies.
I still remember the first time.
Oh.
And you gotta see them in a theater. You can't
You.
see them like on DVD.
No.
It has to be a theater. If they do have the marathon, I do want to see it. But I'm so nervous. I didn't think I'd like BB-8, but now I like BB-8.
Love BB-8.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, if they turn Luke bad, I don't know how I can handle it, dude. I don't know. I don't
I
know.
don't.
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
If they kill Luke.
In Abrams, I trust.
Yeah.
Because for the first time since Jedi, everything is tactile. He's built the models, he's built the puppets. Like, R2 is a robot, BB-8 is a real robot. None of this. You know, Yoda is CG. We're no longer having Frank Oz work Yoda as a puppet. Crap. You know, these are real actors in costume. This is real sets. If you get a chance, not that I want people to turn us off, but if you get a chance, go listen to episode 160, I think, of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old with Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. Because Kevin Smith was one of very few people to actually be invited to England to by JJ to walk the Star Wars set. Why do I hear water running?
I don't know. I think someone flushed the toilet. It's something. I don't know. There's pipes.
So he talks about how he saw a battle take place and there's a temple being blown up and it's 5 football fields long, and everything's built. And that Abrams looked at him and said, take him to stage M. And he's like, what's stage M? And Abrams' like, you'll see, and I bet you cry. And Kevin Smith talks about how the whole time he's been watching it, Abrams surrounded by 8 monitors watching this battle take place. And he's walked by this temple and he's touched it a couple times. And everything's tactile and everything's real. And that they go to stage M and it's this huge warehouse. The lights are off, and he hears a British voice, "Shall I turn the lights on?" And JJ's agent or assistant, Morgan, says yes. He turns it on, and there, built out of pallets, the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, Lord.
And he's like, "Oh my God, you built the Falcon!" And he's like, "It's not the Falcon you see, but it's like the set of the Falcon." And there is the ramp lowered. And Morgan's like, "Do you want to climb it?" And he's like, "Yo, yeah, that's awesome. Can I?" And he's like, "I'm still in my head. I'm not in my heart yet." And he's like, Morgan just walks right up it. And he's like, "I'm 45 years old." He's like, "The weirdest thing happens. I take the first step." He's like, "And 10 years is off my life." He's like, "I'm in my 30s." He's like, "Cop out hasn't happened. I still have my whole career ahead of me." He's like, "I take the second step. I'm in my 20s. Clerks. Everything I love about Star Wars, I put into my movies. I built a career on Star Wars." He's like, "I take a third step." He's like, "Now I'm in my teens, and I've just watched Jedi with my best friend, and we're walking out of the theater, and I turn to his dad, my friend's dad, and says, 'Well, there's nothing left to live for.'" And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "That's the end." He's like, "And I take another step. I'm 7 years old with my parents watching Star Wars for the first time, falling in love with this, going, 'I want to do that.' I grew up Catholic, but this was my new religion." He's like, "I started crying." And Morgan, JJ's assistant, turns around going, "Oh my God, normally people love this." And he's like, "No, you don't understand. Like, he's done it. He's brought back my childhood." Because think about it. Nobody, since you and I were kids, I'm 36, okay? I remember seeing Jedi in the theater. I remember not liking kielbasa hot dogs. And my parents, the only way to get me to eat them, said, "This is what the Ewoks eat." To this day, I still call kielbasa sausages Ewok hot dog. Like, I pass that on to my kid because he wouldn't eat it. I made breakfast and I grilled some sausage. And he's like, "What's this?" I'm like, "It's Ewok hot dog." He's like, "Oh, okay. Ewoks eat it. Yay." And I'm like, "That's my childhood, you know? I love these movies and I can't wait." It's just like the last Indiana Jones movie was bad. It was a decent movie, but it was bad. But to see Harrison Ford after Last Crusade wear the fedora, the moment they throw him on the ground, you don't see him. You see the silhouette of him stand up and put the hat
That's awesome.
on. Your heart drops, you get teary-eyed, you're like, "I love you, Indy." You know, like, dude, that's what this is about. It's going to be the biggest movie in the history of cinemas. It's going to destroy
Think it
Avatar.
will destroy Avatar? I can't wait to see how it does. I can't wait. I always hate the mixed reviews of the last trilogy, but we kind of knew how it would go. There wasn't a lot of, it's a story had to be told, but it's one that was already, I guess it was too late. It was made too late. Yeah, those were made too late. If they were made earlier, it would have been better. But it is what it is, and I still like I like them all. I like all Star Wars movies, and I do like seeing the old ones, and I can't wait to see the new guys here. So, but I don't want them to kill Luke. I don't want them to kill Han. But I'm figuring they'll be the first to go, probably.
According from everything I've heard, Ford
Or it is in all of them, from
is
what
in
I've
all
heard.
of them. Luke, here's what I think they're gonna do with Luke. I think Luke is so powerful that he's crazy.
That could work. That could work.
And they go looking for Luke because of what's going on with the First Order or the New Empire. Because Adam Driver is the bad guy. We know that. Everybody knows that. But he worships Vader. So I think Luke's crazy. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's going to turn to the dark side. I think he's just that basically he's controlled the Force for 30 plus years. He's a hermit. Yeah. He's like Yoda. He's a hermit. And now the Force is reawakening, and it's driving him a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, that could possibly be. Yeah. All I know is, Disney's getting their $4 billion worth out of this. I'm seeing Star Wars everywhere, and it's crazy.
Oh, it's gonna be insane. So, all right, yeah. Well, we're running out of time, so let's get to our two things we promised earlier. Johnny, please give us a sample of the Idiot of the Week.
Idiot of the Week? I hate to do this. I really hate to do this, but I'm going to call someone out.
Do it.
Charlie Sheen. Idiot of the Week, man. Oh my gosh. Buddy. Okay, people. All right. So 2011, we know why you had your outbreak. Or not outbreak, but we know why you had your crazy spell. We understand. But the fact that, he still led such a dangerous party lifestyle and, probably wasn't protecting himself and putting other people at risk, that's not the smartest thing in the world to do. And I really hope whatever is making him do something like that, he'll get whatever help he needs and overcome whatever demons he has. Because, honestly, he shouldn't have that many demons. I mean, the dude was on, one of the best shows of all time. He had, greater odds of becoming an NBA player than where he's at. And he's overcome, he had to get to where he was in that kind of field, you had a chance of being struck by lightning twice at the same time. And he overcame those odds to become, the number one paid TV dude of all time. And then he was able to create his own show based on him being a jerk, to other people. And now, really, I hate it, but since this has happened, he has, almost no redeeming qualities right now. And I just really hope he could get some redeeming qualities right now. But if the Idiot of the Week award is one that will help bolster him up there, I really hope it helps him. But, that's why it's going to be Charlie Sheen.
I agree with that. And, not to kick him while he's down.
I want him to get help. I really do too. I want him to have the Charlie Sheen HIV Memorial Foundation or something. He's not dead yet, but no. The Charlie Sheen HIV Foundation, something like that too. I'd like for him to overcome all this stuff, and I'd like for him to get over his demons. I'd like for him to be a role model, but I don't think that will happen.
No.
But anyway, that's why I got put him as my Idiot of the Week.
No, I agree with that. I'm glad he came out. There's a really bad joke that's going around the internet now with Charlie Sheen. Bella, we're talking about Charlie Sheen. Shut up.
We're going to talk about Charlie Sheen, Dougie.
So there's a really bad joke going on around on the internet. This is what happens when you ingest tiger's blood.
Yeah, that's it.
He just
went crazy, and now all of a sudden we just kind of know why.
And that's the thing. I think, the reason he came out, which I think is really sad, is that people are extorting him. It's costing him up to $10 million of money, money. And it's just why would you do that? I get it, but why,
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. I wish him the best. I'm a huge Charlie Sheen fan. I've liked Charlie Sheen since the 80s. Navy SEALs, great movie. He was phenomenal in Navy SEALs.
Red Dawn.
Oh, Red Dawn. And I mean, the first
Ferris
major
Bueller's
league.
Day off.
Yes,
Yeah.
It's just, he's a great actor. And I wish he would just come back to who he was,
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the things I'd like to share when we do our first 80s cafe is my top 10 list of actors who should play Spider-Man if Spider-Man would have been made in the 80s.
Yes.
He was definitely one of my choices.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I would give you that in a heartbeat. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you –
Can I do one more Idiot of the Week?
Let's wrap up the Idiot of the Week after
– Well. This is a good one too because he's in the news right now too.
Okay, well let's do the segment that's going to break the internet. We'll do a tease, then we'll come back.
Sure.
To the Idiot of the Week. Stop it. We're doing a tease, Bella. Sorry. Anyway. Okay, I have to ask you. Okay. Clean version, naughty version.
Naughty version.
Naughty version.
Naughty
okay.
Version.
Do we give
enough.
The name after the segment? Not before the segment, but after the segment?
After the segment.
After
yeah,
the segment. Okay.
We'll give it,
so we're going to tease
we'll
the name.
You came up with it first.
Yep, we teased the
came
name. And this is, you're hearing this first. This is a brand new segment coming to the all new Alien Vomit podcast show. Sorry, I have to clear my throat.
It's very epic.
Jose's mother is amazing in the sack. Call and ask for Maria. Why are you writing about my mom, you fucking cunt? Listen, bitch, I will cut you. Bring it, homie. I know where you live. How do you know where I lived? Because I fucked your sister on your bed. Bitch. That has been the writing on the Portage on Wall.
The writing of Portage on Wall.
Coming January only on Coxsprocket.com and the Alien Vomit podcast.
So what he does is he goes to Port-a-Johns all over the United States and he finds the writings and finds conversations of enlightenment and perplexity in today's modern times and then writes them down for you in a Port-a-John, which is already bad enough just being in a Port-a-John.
Well, but and it could, and it's going to be restaurants, and it's going to be the mall, and
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's the name itself is phenomenal. But what do you think of it?
I was in suspense. I wondered about poor Jose's mom. How many times did I go to this Port-a-John to have this whole conversation?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But because of my job, I get to go to Port-a-John's quite a bit. So, you know,
you need to take pictures maybe of some of these and post them.
Yeah,
post them
I think
there.
I think it's better, and we are actually in the process of probably, I would say by next fall, that way we have quite a few under our belt. We're actually working on creating a YouTube show.
I think there should be like a book, you know, like the shit my dad says was like the writings of the Port-a-John Wall, and it's just all shit you read off of Port-a-John. That's
so
it.
That's coming. We've got a great British voice to do the intro.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Think of Masterpiece Theater on Acid, but it's the writings on the Port-a-John Wall.
Port-a-John
Super
Walls.
Excited about it. I think it's going to possibly break the internet. It's.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will. It's great.
Here's the hardest part. This is going to be the hardest part of doing that whole segment. Johnny Watt can't laugh. Because the whole point of the segment is to be serious, and when Johnny starts laughing, I start smiling, and it's really hard not to laugh when you read these things, because I crack up when I write them down. So it's just going to be amazing. So, all right, let's get one more idiot of the week, and then we'll call it a night, my friend.
Okay, this guy, I'm going public enemy number one right now, next to Charlie Sheen. Jared from Subway. He got sentenced for 15 years. 15 years because he's the scum of the earth. And they're trying to say, but because of his recent fame, he suffered from a hypersexuality. And that's what caused him to prey on kids. Now.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to run over on time. That's fine. So you're telling me that a fat bastard who ate Subway sandwiches. Every day, lost
every day.
A lot of weight, got paid millions for eating Subway sandwiches.
Yeah.
Molested, had sex, watched kiddie porn, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Got 15 years in prison, which I think is redonkulous.
Right.
And they're saying because he became famous for eating Subway sandwiches, he became hyper-sexual.
Yeah, well, I mean, he pretty much built Subway. I mean, he made a third of their income came from his ads of where he got skinny, and this is how it happened. This is from what I've heard how it happened. One day he would sell porn at his dorm for like a buck because he was able to burn DVDs, so he would sell porn at his dorm. Well, somewhere along the way, he had a crush on a girl who. who worked at the Subway. So he would order the veggie subs every day while he was walking, and he ended up using his college food card for Subway sandwiches. And then he got skinny. Well, after he got skinny, he tried to sell the diet to like every single fitness magazine, but then he went with Subway. Subway said, yeah, come on down. And then he becomes famous, and some poor dude gets a Jared for Life tattoo on his arm. So now he has Jared's face on his arm. And then
but how do you go from that to being a giant flaming asshat?
I don't know. But because he plea bargained, only got 15 years, but then he had to give the kids like $100,000, and there were like 10 victims. And I'm like, are you serious, man? First of all, what kind of parent would take the money?
Right.
Something happened, it'd be worth way more. You couldn't afford it unless you gave me a baseball bat and barbed wire.
Yeah.
You know, and just let me have 10 minutes with the guy.
Yep.
Of course, in prison, they're going to love Jared.
Oh, yeah, he's skinny.
I don't know how skinny he is, but he's definitely, all the dude had to do was just eat Subway sandwiches whenever he thought he was getting fat and walk.
Yep.
That's all he had to do. It's not like he had to, he was making, like, insane money.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's not like he had to, it's not like he had to punch in a clock. It's not like he had to treat customers exactly with respect. People are going to go up and like him anyway because he was a spokesperson. He was a brand ambassador. He did not have to work hard at all. And then he messes up like that. What's wrong with people? What's wrong with people? If all I had to do was eat Subway sandwiches, you think I'd be getting in trouble at all? No, I think I would. I mean, there might be some instances with like hookers or something, but I don't think I would go. I wouldn't go. I can't even stand Subway. Yeah, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like to eat Subway sandwiches since this has happened. I'm sure Subway would love to be part of CoxBrocket.com and talk about our joyous epic podcast. I think I could love Subway once again. But it's hard to – amidst the scandal, it's hard for me to I don't like eating bread. So I don't like smelling like Subway when it's over. And I really can't stand – I couldn't stand when I went in there and that kid that I got the sandwich from asked me if I wanted some of Jared's secret sauce. I said, no, leave that stuff off my sandwich. Leave that shit off my sandwich, you bitch. And that's what I had to tell him.
So
I swear to God.
So this has been a very different episode of the Alien Vomit Podcast. Now, is this a sample of what's to come next year when the Alien Vomit Podcast show kicks off? I don't know. Chances are probably a little bit.
We talk about conspiracy theories that are fact and fiction, and that's it. We talk about shows, and we talk about news.
And
one shot.
So... the biggest thing to take away from this episode, Johnny Watt's becoming a crotchety old man. He hates USA Network. He hates USA Network because they show gay porn on a Sunday afternoon.
I don't mind that they show
He participates in gay porn on his show, the Johnny Watt Dollar Review with Plastic Superheroes.
But it's not really porn, though. I mean, they're just making out. It's not like they're doing butt sex or nothing.
And we have a new segment that is going to break the internet. I have one more if you want to hear it.
Sure, yes.
Okay.
I'll try not to laugh.
This one's not as good as the last one. That's why I used that one. But this one's still pretty good. This was in a mall bathroom. For a good time, call the hooker from the bookstore. I don't know her name, but she has big tits. That's the segment. Because we're not going to give out phone numbers or anything like that on the show.
But if you want the phone numbers, like us and email us. And we'll hook you up because I'm sure she chased it already.
Yep. All right. So, Johnny, let's get out of here. Let's do a couple closing remarks. Give it to me, my friend.
I would like for Bojangles to come up with a Bojangles diet so I could lose weight and become the spokesperson for Bojangles. So all I have to do is eat chicken and biscuits, and I will And I swear to God, I won't have any kind of sex scandals unless it's with my wife. But I'm not married right now, so that would be cool. But I would like to lose weight eating Bojangles chicken.
Okay, interesting closing comment. Super excited about what's coming up down the pipeline. Of course, we're really excited about all the changes we're bringing to you guys. We are jazzed about the 80s Cafe. That's going to be such a fun show for us to do. Johnny Watt and I are going to be the hosts of it. But again, it's not a podcast. It's a conversation piece. We're not going to do any introductions. We're not going to introduce ourselves. We're literally just going to hit record and just start talking.
And we're also working on an epic podcast, yes. Like a story podcast. Yes. That's something that we're working on. I have one that I would really like to submit to Dan, and I'm working on it still. It will be crazy, and yep. I don't know. I would like to have like a chorus of people to help me with it, but I don't think we'll be able to do that. But I'll tell him what I have in mind, and hopefully he'll like it.
Yeah, and I've got one I'm working on. That one's actually coming next year. Johnny, super excited about that. He gets to play a little bit of a sociopath, so that's going to be kind of cool. He's super excited about that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk a little bit about that next year. Next year is we found our voice. We got brand new podcasts. We got brand new episodes of the Dollar Store Review coming your way on our YouTube channel. Check us out. Check out coxsprocket.com. We got all kinds of cool stuff. The biggest thing, though, keep your eyes open for Sin, C-I-N. It's coming, and it's coming hardcore after the first of the year. So check us out online. Like us on Facebook. Fucking like us on Facebook. Anyway, that's my tirade for the day. Anyway, for Johnny Watt, I'm Dan Mullen. Thanks so much for checking us out. This has been the final episode of the year of the Alien Vomit Podcast. Next year, AVP changes its name to AVPS or AVPS, as we call it.
The unless alien... you guys are good and we might want to do something for you guys for Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you got to be on our nice list.
Yes.
Wink! And like us. Wink! And maybe even request it. Double wink!
That's called a blink. All right. For Johnny Watt, I'm Dan Mullen. This has been a production of Cox Sprocket Studios Production LLC, copyright 2015, all rights reserved. Want to say a very big special shout out to the new voice of music for Cox Sprocket Productions, Mr. Johnny Watt. Please say his name.
Flashy Goodness. We love you, Flashy.
We do.
And we would like to cuddle with you here and give you like bro hugs.
Yes, big warm bro hugs. And you can check him out. Go to coxsprocket.com, click on the link, check out all his cool music. He does all kinds of stuff, not just music. So much
flashygoodness.com.
Just can't talk about it. Flashygoodness.com. This episode produced by Dan Mullen, executive producer Mr. Johnny Watt. Your host for the day was myself, Dan Hollywood Mullen, and my amazing cohort in crime,
Johnny Watt.
And we just want to say thank you so much. And if we don't talk to you till January, we just want to say from everybody here, our huge production staff, we have so many people behind scenes helping us on Facebook, helping us get people to like us. Doesn't seem to be working. We're going to fire their asses. But we have all kinds of great people behind the scenes supporting us, supporting our craziness, and supporting our families. I just want to say to you and your family, from everybody here at Cox Sprocket, from my family, my wife, my kid, my dog, from Johnny Watt and his family, have a safe and happy holiday season. And we'll catch you in the 80s after the first of the year. Peace out, everybody. We love you.